This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Dukes and Bell, and we want to talk to our buddy Rod Beard, who is the senior sports editor at the AJC. Spent a lot of time in the great state of Michigan, cover the Lions, U of M, that's Michigan, obviously Detroit News sports editor, and the Tigers, all that stuff. But Rod, it's good to have you back on the show, because we were talking about the Lions and this transformation, because again, you go back, what, 5-6 years ago, it was like, man, is it ever going to get right with the Lions? And then Dan Campbell comes in. The question Mike and I have to start is, what is his adjustment now losing both coordinators? Because that's the real question, right? I mean, the personnel is there. We know we won't see a lot of these guys tomorrow in the first preseason game, but the Lions, how do they adjust with losing both offensive and defensive coordinators?
Yeah, it's going to be some adjustment in terminology, because you're bringing in new guys, but the system and the guts of it are still going to be the same. And when you have Dan Campbell, he's the one that orchestrates these fourth down, going fourth and six, we're going for it sorts of things. I don't think we'll see very much difference there. But losing both coordinators is not an ideal situation. You just want to be able to work around that as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, the way that Jared Goff's career was turned around by Ben Johnson, why do you think he didn't get off the porch and take a job the first time he was making all the rounds as a candidate for coaching?
Well, I think they had some synergy, and I think they thought they could have a Super Bowl-type year last year. So when you catch that lightning in a bottle, you want to try to run it back one more time just to see. And I think he knew he was going to be in line for head coaching situations and happened to be in division with the Bears. And so you don't really choose where the best opportunities are. You just take them when they come up for you.
Rod Beard joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, what was the reception when he got there? We're talking about golf. When he got to Detroit, because that was one of the first things that they did, right? I mean, the GM went and made this deal to go bring in a quarterback. What was the reception like? Did Detroit go, yeah, because I know they love him now?
Yeah, they love him now, but it wasn't nearly the same. Stafford was so loved because he was a kind of legendary generational quarterback. He didn't have the wins to go behind it, but you knew what he was. You knew he had a strong arm and he was super talented. For Goff, it was, let's just see. Let's wait and see what this guy can do. And it really started to reach that peak in the past 2 years when it was, hey, we have a real deal quarterback. And that just doesn't happen very often in Detroit at all. It is more, you have a serviceable guy. And at best, it might be a Kirk Cousins situation in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Now with Goff, you have a top-tier, top-10-type quarterback.
Rod Beard's with this guy, senior sports editor of the AJC. He's our Motown connection, Carl. Now, I know it's the first game of the year, and it don't mean nothing, but Dan Campbell was not happy because they looked sloppy on Thursday night.
Yeah, and you don't want to go into a national TV game like that where you're on display, everybody's watching you, and you just don't look good at all. And those first couple of possessions, defensively, you're just making the Chargers look like they're the Chiefs, just marching up and down the field on you. And you want to have something on tape. So from a coaching standpoint, it's good because we have 100 things that we can work on and we just didn't look good. The other side of that is, yeah, these are the second and third string guys who are trying to make the team. You do have things that you can work with them on. But, yeah, in a general sense, the preseason games don't mean very much at all, but you just don't want to look like that. And you know your ones are going to be a lot better.
Rod, is there a real expectation now with Lions fans? I know there's been a lot of letdown over the years, and Falcon fans can relate to that. But the success over the last couple of years and getting close, is there a real expectation with the fan base?
Yeah, and that's the crazy part is – expectation and Lions don't even go in the same sitting. Like expectation of the of a top five pick in the draft, maybe, but not expectation of playoffs. And I tried to caution people about that. Is you can't have a 15-2 year and do what they did, getting the number one seed, and say that's the expectation. Copy paste that every year now down the road. You have a window of success and a window of winning in Detroit now that you haven't had in anybody's lifetime. If you're a Lions fan, this is just unprecedented times in the success that they've had over the past 3 or 4 years. So sometimes it's spoiled. Fans, when they get that level of success, they just get spoiled by it. And if you've been through that as a Detroit fan and a Lions fan, it's just really weird to see that, hey, they're expected to go to the Super Bowl. They're expected to win the NFC. It's just really weird to adjust to.
We're talking, guys, with Rod Beard, who's come to Atlanta from Motown, and we're talking about the Lions, because that's who we're playing on Friday here, and right here at 92.9. The game pregame at 5 o'clock right here on the mighty 92.9. The thing about Dan Campbell, everyone loves it. You know, when we played that introductory press conference, and admittedly, he sounded like a knucklehead. Players love this guy. The town loves this guy. But you go back to 2023. There's just moments where you got to grab the brass ring. Do you think he's learned from the mistakes and the way he managed that game against the 49ers, which really came back to bite him?
Yeah, it's you can only wave your hand above the flame for so long before you just get burnt. And I think he knew the game was there for him, and he was just trying too hard to do it. And we always talk about it. Are you going for two too early in a game, or are you gambling a little bit too much? And when it comes back to bite you, it just and you live that. He's never going to forget the opportunity that was right there for him. That could have been the Super Bowl. And again, Lions have never been to the Super Bowl, so you're talking about something that is a generational achievement if he's able to do it. They'd be building a statue for him immediately if he got them to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Rod, you know where both teams are similar is at the running back. I mean, they got Gibbs, right? We got Bijan. They got, you know, David Montgomery. They've had these, like, this two-headed monster. We got Tyler Algier. And the crazy thing is the Lions did exactly what we did. They drafted a running back early and got killed for it. And now everybody's like, oh, that was such a great move because of the way this offense flows.
Yeah, and people want to second-guess everything that you're doing. But with Montgomery, that's your workhorse-type guy. But then you can just absolutely change the pace of what you're doing by bringing in Gibbs. You can line him up in the back. You can split him out in the slot. You can do so many different things. Because he has the speed of a receiver, but the skills of a running back to be able to do all of that. So that versatility is going to be what's interesting in both cases with the Falcons as well, to see how they're able to leverage that and to make their offense so dynamic with it. And I think that's going to help Penix too, is that he can grow into that role and start figuring things out, but he can lean on those guys in the backfield too.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is a beast. We still talked about what we just have here in Atlanta with a guy like Drake London. The offense, how do you think it now goes with new coordinators? Do they just basically, as Carl asked, the same kind of things? Are they going to have, using the athleticism, are they trying to go vertical in the downfield passing game? Because I just think sometimes you worry about the brain drain, especially when you lose a guy like Aaron Glenn on the defensive side.
Yeah, you don't try to perfect it. It is what it is right now. You know what Saint can do, and you just lean into that as much as you can. You don't try to have him run different routes or change his route tree or make him he's fine the way he's an all pro receiver the way he is. So I think Morgan was there in the Lions staff before, so he's very familiar with how this stuff is going on. And again, with with what they've done, nothing's going to be new. And it might be different terminology or the way that they execute certain things. But the playbook is essentially going to be very, very similar to what it was.
And by the way, guys, most of the guys we're talking about, we're just giving you the layout for the Lions because, again, there are expectations. They are going to be a good team. We'll see if they're able to get back to a spot deep in the playoffs this year. But you won't see a lot of these guys tomorrow in the preseason game, just giving you different perspective here on the team. Rod, I want to ask you about the Big Ten because you covered – Michigan, Michigan State, you know the conference really well. I really like Penn State to maybe make it out of the conference this year. I know Ohio State is really good. What are your thoughts? Because when they added those teams from the West Coast, Mike and I were like, it doesn't feel right. I know it's the new world of college football with Oregon and, you know, USC and UCLA and all that. But I really like Penn State, and I think they're going to be really good. Plus, they stole Ohio State's defensive coordinator. What do you think about Michigan? Are they overrated?
Michigan's always overrated. It doesn't, and I'm a Michigan alum. It doesn't matter where Michigan is. They're always going to have an inflated sort of expectation of what they're going to do. So even when they lose their quarterback and they're starting a freshman, presumably, if they're rated at all, then it's a little bit high. But the Big Ten is just going to be really, really weird. Penn State just has to prove it every year. They could be the number two team in the conference. They could break through. This could be the year. And James Franklin, I mean, that's the answer to all of this. Is James Franklin going to be James Franklin, or is he finally going to win the big game and be able to break through? And that's going to be the right key to all of this. Ohio State's going to be good. We know that. Michigan's going to be formidable. Now that you added the West Coast teams, it's a gauntlet that you have to go through in order to be at the end of the season in that contention for the championship. But Penn State just has to show me. I mean, big game they get into, they figure out a way to lose it.
Yeah, man. I'm with you right there. Ryan Day finally breaks through. But every Ohio State fan I ran into on vacation still upset they can't beat Michigan 4 years in a row. You know how big that is. But, I mean, the quarterback, they still haven't decided who the QB is. Drew Aller does have the experience. But would you say the same thing goes to Sarkisian that applies to Franklin, that Sark sometimes shoots himself in the foot?
Yeah, and sometimes it is just trying too hard. But now you see with the expansion of the playoffs that you don't necessarily have to beat Michigan in order to get to the title game. There are different roads there, and you can lose two games, maybe even three games if you're a Big Ten team, because it doesn't necessarily exclude you from a 12-team playoff. So that's the good thing about the expansion. It's almost like the wild card in baseball, that you add another wild card, you make another team interested, another fan base interested toward the end of the year. And so it's a good thing, but just how much do you want teams to play once you start getting to the playoffs? It's just a lot of games to start worrying about. But it makes the regular season not this one loss and you're automatically eliminated from contention sort of deal. And that's what people were frustrated by. And they started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Scheduling these pancakes and easy schedules, because we know if we lose one, we're really on the edge of being able to qualify.
senior sports editor with our AJC now, an experienced gentleman in Rod Beard. Rod, I know you're making the adjustment. I know you're loving the A-man, and glad to get you on to get some perspective about the Lions because you were there for a lot of years covering those teams. Thank you so much, man. We'll see you soon.
Hey, absolutely. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.